Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We meet again. Here we are. Same time, same great affiliate or satellite radio channel or radio.com app or online or podcast on demand opportunity. However you listen, here we are again. You cannot get enough of us. Okay, maybe you can and you have absolutely nothing else that you'll listen to at this hour. But however, we happen to attract your attention. I'm really happy that we do. Thanks so much for tuning in to After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, or as I have started using the hashtag on Twitter and even on Facebook, hashtag After Hours at Home. I will say this. It's kind of nice to be able to eat my dinner and put the dishes in the sink as opposed to eat my dinner, try to wash the dishes at work in the kitchen, and then have to haul the dirty dishes home in my bag. It's a very small thing, but I'm trying to be thankful for the little things during this pandemic and all of the stay-at-home orders and the changes that we're navigating in our lives. So earlier this evening, I was going through and listing as many things as I could think of, as many reasons as I could think of to be thankful, and that was one of them. I just have to carry my dish back down to the kitchen as opposed to cleaning it in the bathroom or the kitchen at work. And I said to my mom earlier as well, I suppose I don't miss the commute that much. So see, silver linings to every cloud. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It was a Monday mix. I'll tell you the truth. There was good news. There was disappointment. There were some laughs. There were some tears. There were some phone calls. There were some texts. There were some causes for stress, but also some reasons to smile. And it seems like every day features a little bit of each of those things right now. And while the days feel like they are moving really slowly, at the same time, as I was mentioning with the silver lining, I'm finding reasons to be thankful, to reach out to other people, to connect, and having the time to do that because I'm not commuting and because I'm not running all over the place and I can't go to the gym, yada, yada, yada. It's good to be able to invest in people, and that kind of keeps the time moving a little more quickly for me. Now, as you know, we start every show with good news now. And as I was thinking about the news, just straight up news on Monday, many of you probably saw the hashtag or on your various forms of social media, you saw people talking about, writing about the fact that it's Monday is National Doctor's Day. And it's perfectly fitting that on National Doctor's Day, the U.S. Navy sent its ship, the Comfort, into New York Harbor to dock at Manhattan's Pier 90. So that's along the Hudson River. And whether you saw the videos, whether you read about it, this ship, like its sister ship, Mercy, which is in Los Angeles, to do the same thing. The ships are helping these two coastal cities and the nation, of course, by turning into floating hospitals They're providing much needed medical care. Now, in the case of the Comfort, the ship is going to be outfitted to treat patients who do not have coronavirus, so that then the hospitals in New York City and all over the island of Manhattan can take patients and can focus on patients who do have the virus and need a specific type of care. So I was enthralled by the videos and by the photos, especially the New York City skyline. I've been making the commute into New York City, which is where our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, for the last 7+ years. And there are days when I don't want anything to do with New York. There are days when the traffic, the construction, the people, they about to drive me batty. And I never would have picked New York as a place to work. However, the skyline never gets old. It's majestic. It's gaudy for sure. It's lit up. It's attention grabbing, and I really can never turn away, no matter how many times I've seen it. So to see the photos of the USNS Comfort as it motored its way into New York Harbor against the New York skyline, it was pretty amazing. And I wanted to give you some of the specs of this incredible ship, as well as to say thank you to the U.S. Navy for arriving with the Comfort and the extra medical care on National Doctors Day. And I'm sure that in Los Angeles, where the Mercy will be docked, it's being deployed to the West Coast. So you've got these two incredible sister ships who are equipped as floating, gigantic floating hospitals. What relief they can provide, but also what support, what encouragement to the medical community that is working so hard in two areas that desperately need the extra help. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't seen the video of the Comfort, I actually tweeted it. And this came directly from NYPD Special Ops, so it's kind of cool. It's an official video. And they show the escort of the Comfort coming into New York Harbor and then have some pretty incredible photos. One of them has a backdrop against the Statue of Liberty. Just awesome. The type of photographs that you live for, if you're a photographer specifically. Or a tourist, I guess. But so anyway, you can check it out on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Here, I'll retweet it so that it's right on your news feed now. It's pretty amazing to watch this gigantic ship steam into New York Harbor. And so my mom's husband and I were really big into these types of ships. Now, this wasn't an aircraft carrier, but it certainly looks like one. It can have a helicopter land on its deck. But it actually started out as a super oil tanker. It was called the SS Rose City, and it was built in 1976 by the National Steel and Shipbuilding Company. The Navy bought it in 1987, along with another super tanker, the one that has now been converted into the USNS Mercy that's heading to Los Angeles. And it's painted white now, and it's got the prominent red crosses, and it's been deployed all over the world. Most recently, it was in Latin America, helping countries who have inadequate healthcare systems of their own. It has not been to New York City. The Comfort has not been to New York City since 9/11. And so here it comes back into the middle of yet another crisis that is bringing New York City to its knees. And those red crosses on the side of that white ship have to signal some hope and remind people that in New York, the rest of the country and even our military are thinking of New Yorkers and also on their side and want to help them get through this together. It has 1,000 beds. This is the Comfort specifically. It has 1,000 beds and a dozen operating rooms. And again, they'll mostly be used for non-coronavirus patients. But how about some of the other specs? Listen to this. The ship is around 100 feet tall, which is the size of a 10-story building. It has a deep draft. So this blows me away. And as a little girl, I was always so enraptured by aircraft carriers. There was this show on, I don't know if anybody else remembers it, but it was actually a drama about an aircraft carrier. I think it only lasted one or two seasons. My brother and I were enthralled. We used to watch those episodes over and over when we were kids. Anyway, I've just always been enamored of aircraft carriers and gigantic ships, to the point where I even started the process of of applying for the Naval Academy when I was in high school. And I got pretty far down the road, and then I realized what I wanted to do was radio. Anyway, that's water under the ship. So it has a really deep draft. It displaces 70,000 and a half tons of water. Oh my gosh. And in many ports, it can't get any closer than a mile offshore. It is nearly 900 feet long. For those of you who like the meters, it's 272 meters. And to translate to sports terms, the Comfort is about the length of 3 football fields, and it can travel up to a speed of 20 miles per hour. It does have a large helipad, and it can also accommodate large military grade helicopters. And so the ship can take patients from the air, but it can also take patients from other ships that are docked alongside, and it can be fully activated and crewed within 5 days. It's amazing, right? And so just reading and seeing the photos of the Comfort in New York Harbor, and as I say, the sister ship, the Mercy, is headed to the West Coast, I was enamored and enthralled and couldn't wait to share that with you. So on National Doctors Day, some much needed relief for doctors and nurses in the New York City area, which, as many people have pointed out, is the epicenter of the coronavirus in the United States. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Please, please check out the video if you are interested in gigantic ships like this, or just the fact that this is a hospital that is floating in the Hudson River. Speaking of National Doctors Day, and this may be happening around the country. If it is, I would love to hear from you so that you can tell me where this is happening, or maybe where you've participated closer to your home. But a friend of mine, her name is Hannah, and she is a senior at the University of Alabama. So she's been displaced as well, of course. She's doing the rest of her classes before graduation online, at least during the springtime. And she told me, actually sent me some videos on Snapchat, and then I asked her to give me the details of where she was and what she was doing. She told me that all over the state of Alabama, churches are getting organized and are holding these vigils and these ceremonies called Park and Pray. And it's essentially a call to show up at a hospital and to sing and to support the nurses and the doctors that are inside. And she also mentioned that a lot of nurses from her local hospitals in her area are actually getting set to head to New York City. And I know that's the case for a lot of doctors and nurses around the country. I've seen photos. Various friends of mine that I have around the United States have posted photos or posted about doctors and nurses that they know that have been deployed to New York City, almost like they're in the military or the National Guard. And so Hannah was sending me photos and videos, and she said that it was pretty amazing because there were a lot of nurses who were coming outside as they're parked in their cars and they're playing music and they're singing. And, you know, there's lights from the cars that are on and pointing at the hospital. Nurses were coming out and they were waving and they were listening and they were taking videos of their own. And many of them, of course, are very emotional. And so I wanted to make sure that I shared that good news as well, because it may seem like there's nothing we can do to support our doctors and our nurses other than say thank you, which definitely helps. But here's a practical way that, at least in Alabama, and she sent me photos from Sylacauga, Alabama, at Coosa Valley Medical Center, and then also DCH Hospital in Tuscaloosa. These are just two examples of areas where people have gathered outside the hospital just to support the doctors and nurses and let them know how much they are appreciated and let them know they're not forgotten, they're not alone, they're on the front lines, yes. And I can only imagine the stress, the emotion that they bring home with them. It's not just about treating sick patients. It's not just about putting yourself in harm's way, which of course they are doing, especially when they're treating patients who are highly contagious with COVID-19. But it's also about that weight that they carry on their shoulders. I mean, I know I'm a really emotional girl. Not everybody is as emotional as I am, but it's really difficult to see other human beings who are suffering, who are sick, and to have this mass influx of people who are desperate and in many cases separated from their families, right? So because the coronavirus is so contagious, many times families cannot get in to see their loved ones. So their loved ones are in hospitals by themselves. And so I have a lot of friends who are going through cancer treatments now or going through treatments for other medical conditions not related to the coronavirus. And they're not allowed to visit their loved ones because of the danger of the virus and how quickly it can spread. And so if you think about then all of that emotion that is transposed to the doctors and the nurses especially, who very often are the ones who are kind of the go-between with families and their loved ones, people who are sick, maybe they're helping them to FaceTime or to talk over a video call and helping them to make decisions. And I just can't imagine that must feel like the weight of the world at times. And of course they're weary both mentally and physically. And so to go and to show up at a hospital and to sing and to pray for them and to let them know that we're supporting them, I think that's such an awesome idea. And I'm sure it's happening in other places, but I just happened to see the photos and the videos from Alabama. So I thought that was some really cool news that I wanted to share with you as well. So I was encouraged by the U.S. Navy sending the Comfort and the Mercy, deploying these hospital ships to two opposite coasts in the United States to help out. And also encouraged by the fact that so many people are doing what they can to support doctors and nurses. And I know it's not just because it was National Doctors Day, but it certainly is fitting and it does coincide. So a little good news to share with you. And I'd love to hear from you, as always, if you have some good news, if you live or work with a doctor or a nurse that right now you're so proud of, you can send us a tweet or a Facebook post and we'll retweet those, maybe share some of those on the air. And I do know, I'm not sure exactly how it's working right now in the midst of a crisis. I know a couple of nurses myself and they're being called into extra overtime. But I know that we often have doctors and nurses who keep different hours. So maybe really, really early in the morning or later in the night. And so they will listen to us on their commutes to and from work. And so if there's any way that we can encourage them and give them kind of our thanks and gratitude on the show, that's awesome too. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, a huge thank you to the U.S. Navy, but also a huge thank you to our doctors and nurses who really with no thought for their own safety are rushing in to help people who are in desperate need right now. Our phone number, as always, remains the same, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. A little bit of sports news here and there, but it won't be the main focus of the show. I had mentioned to you on last night's show, our first show to start the work week, that we had a really cool guest list this week. And so I'm looking forward to welcoming Kelly Masters, who is a 15-year agent player rep in the NFL, and right now trying to get not only her veterans through this time where they can't really look forward to OTAs or any type of workouts with their teams because all the NFL facilities are closed, obviously, but prospects. She's got prospects that are trying to get ready for the draft and they can't work out for teams. They can't hold pro days. Really, they can't do anything except for talk to teams on the phone. And so I want to ask her about how her players are doing, but also about her thoughts on whether or not the draft should go on the way that it is scheduled as opposed to the NFL moving it. And so anyway, we'll talk to her top of next hour. She will join us. And as I say, there is a little bit of sports news. And so we'll get to that and kind of introduce our fun topic for the show as well. It's always good to have you on board. After Hours is at home yet again. But as you tell me, if I didn't point out that we were originating from a secret remote base, you might not even know because the audio quality is so good. So I'm appreciative of our engineers for getting us all set up as well.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
You want to hear something pretty cool? I was driving briefly on Monday. I had to take Penny to the beauty parlor. Thank heavens the dog now smells like lavender. Because if mom is going to take the dog to work every single night, hi Penny, she needs to be smelling better. And so Penny got a bath and a groom, and I was in the car for maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes driving each way to drop her off and then to pick her up. And when I was in the car, I heard that John Krasinski, who's now one of my favorite actors because of Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, John Krasinski has a new podcast. It's specific to everything we're going through right now with the coronavirus pandemic. If I understand correctly, it's a brand new podcast. And his very first episode featured Steve Carell, who was, of course, his co-host on The Office. Dave, do you know what his podcast is called? Without looking, do you know what his podcast is called?
I do not.
It's hashtag SGN, which stands for Some Good News. I feel like great minds think alike. He started a podcast called Some Good News, SGN, because he feels like right now what we need as Americans is good news. What do you think? We could be brother and sister from another mother? Maybe.
Definite possibility.
Anyway, I was so tickled. I laughed out loud in my car. So it was nice to have that connection. And I heard the very beginning of his introduction with Steve, and it was funny. As you can imagine, those two are goofballs. Anyway, you'll have to maybe check it out. I didn't have a chance to look at it myself. I just I heard the very beginning. Some good news. Yes, John. Yes. Maybe. Oh, maybe he stole it from us. Dave, what are the possibilities that he stole our good idea?
I think we should have our legal team reach out to him and see what's going on here.
Potentially. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their homes to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Many of you are looking at the video that I posted on Twitter of the USNS Comfort. And then during the break, I was trying to find a video on YouTube that I could post on our Facebook page. So at the bottom of the hour here, I'll try again to see if I can find a video to put specifically on. But Facebook, I did not neglect you when it comes to pictures of Pretty Penny. So pinned to the top of our Facebook page, a couple pictures of Penny. I had to bribe her. She does not like having her photo taken. And so I had to bribe her with treats, but I got two pretty good shots of my fluffy, sweet smelling Penny. And I know you guys have been clamoring, for the dog on the radio. I mean, she could be sitting right here and you wouldn't know. My dog never barks unless someone knocks on the door. That's the only time she barks. She's not as vocal as my crazy cat. Anyway. If you want to look on Facebook or on Twitter, there's photos of Penny post-grooming appointment, post-beauty salon on Twitter. And no, I did not break the social distancing rules. I handed the dog inside the door. They put her on a different leash. Oh, goodness, poor thing. Good thing it was a slippery floor because she did not want to go. The lady essentially had to drag her across the floor to get to the back. And then when I went back to pay, I handed my card in through the door. And when she came to give me my card back, she had hand sanitizer with her as well. So we were practicing our good New Jersey distancing rules. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So dogs and USNS Comfort. That's what you're going to find on my social media right now. We do have a big conference call coming up in the NFL tomorrow, Tuesday. Now, they were supposed to have their annual league meetings that were one of the cancellations, not the draft, mind you, but the league meetings that they were supposed to have in the spring, or that they always hold in the spring. But those have been canceled like pretty much everything else has in sports. It's interesting, though, because they're still planning to get the work done and going to do it on. I wonder if the NFL owners use Zoom. That's kind of funny. Anyway, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network has the details and why this upcoming conference call is such a big deal.
NFL league meetings were supposed to take place this week through the middle of the week in Florida. However, due to the coronavirus outbreak, those meetings and several key issues on the agenda were pushed back until May. However, starting tomorrow, the owners on a conference call are going to get a couple key big things done for this coming season and beyond. In a conference call, all 32 owners are going to get on the phone and get an update on the coronavirus outbreak. How is the league responding? What is it doing health-wise? And what does Dr. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical expert, have to say about where the league stands? What is the latest on the draft? When it's going to be? And what is it going to look like? That update is going to come in a phone call tomorrow as well. But the biggest one, all 32 owners are going to vote on, will there be an expanded playoff in 2020? In other words, will a seventh team from each conference take part in the playoffs? What's it going to look like? How will the seeding be handled? And who will actually broadcast the game? The first vote will be on, will there simply be expanded playoffs? It takes 3/4 majority to pass that vote. And from my understanding, that is expected to pass. And finally, there's going to be a vote on who will broadcast the game. And is that okay with every owner? At the end of this conference call, NFL fans will finally have an answer on what the 2020 playoffs will look like. There's a lot we don't know as far as the landscape for the future, but at the least, we should know that on Tuesday.
In the midst of everything happening with COVID-19 and floating hospitals and doctors and nurses getting deployed and people concerned about their families and friends and, of course, more stay-at-home orders, all kinds of different mandates and political diagnoses of the situation. And in the middle of all of that, the NFL is doing business. it's surreal to me. And I understand that the business has to be done. And this off season, like every off season, is really critical. And that the NFL is doing it well within the rules. And in fact, conducting business like many of us are doing from remote locations over video calls, yada, yada, yada. But as Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network tells us, all 32 teams will be part of this conference call coming up on Tuesday. And they're going to do a couple of things. They're going to get the latest on the virus and you know, what's been shut down, how quickly they might think about opening up facilities again, the precautions they need to take. And you've got teams spread out all over the country. So there are different mandates, community mandates about staying at home or sheltering in place. They're going to get the latest details on the draft. So the owners are going to be filled in on when the draft, you know, in terms of when they're going to be able to, you know, to release the names of the people who are part of it and where it's going to be. And I don't know if it's going to be a super secret remote location either. But they'll get all the details about the virtual NFL draft that's coming up in a few weeks. And then finally, they will vote on the expanded playoff for 2020. Now, you may remember in the new collective bargaining agreement, they agreed to expand the season to 17 games, but not until 2021. Expanding the playoffs was completely separate, and this is likely to happen come next January and February. That means more dates on the calendar. It means potentially more teams. Remember, it was going to be another wild card from each conference, so only one bye team, only one bye handed out in each conference, how they're going to seed, and then who gets the broadcast rights, which is huge. And they'll go ahead and they'll vote on a variety of aspects of an expanded playoff. So by Tuesday night, by this time tomorrow, by our hump show, we could have details on what the expanded NFL playoff, the expanded NFL postseason will look like, at least kind of a skeleton draft, which I think is really fascinating. In the middle of everything, the NFL saunters on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I love all your tweets, all your Facebook posts. Thanks so much for passing them along on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page is super easy to find. I'm going to see if I can get a YouTube video of the USNS Comfort motoring its way into New York Harbor to share on Facebook because I want to make sure you guys can see it. Absolutely incredible. So that really was, it was part of my Monday that made me smile. I hope you had some reasons to smile as well.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Man, that seems like a long, long time ago. I know it was early February. It's not even been 2 months since the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54. Thank you, Dave. The numbers all blend together, but it does feel like it was a lot longer ago than 7 weeks, and yet it really only was. We're not even into April, though we're getting there. Just a few more hours left in the month of March, which it's kind of this weird, mix, because I feel like time is moving really slowly. And at the same time, I think, how in the heck can it already be the end of March? That's not even possible, but it definitely is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So I have been searching for a video to put up on our YouTube page, and then I was trying to do it on my phone, which is not possible. I feel like my mom right now trying to navigate stupid videos and technology, but I'll try to figure it out. We don't have our breaks are not nearly as long now because we don't have an update at the bottom of the hour. And so by the time I found it, I couldn't get it up on the Facebook page. So I will do that coming up here at the top of the hour. And then my friend and longtime NFL player rep, also an attorney, Kelly Masters, will join us from Oklahoma City just after the top of the hour. And we'll have a chance to ask her how her prospects are getting ready for the NFL draft with all of the restrictions, but also about how her current players are navigating this free agency and just a lot of adjustments that are having to be made by Americans in every walk of life, whether they're in pro sports, whether they're in talk radio, whether they're in the medical profession, whether they work at a grocery store. We're all having to adjust. And it seems like the sand shifts every day. It's not solid ground. It seems like the second I get used to it, something else happens, something else changes. And like many of you, we have to cancel plans. We have to cancel maybe trips that we were planning on taking. And on Monday, I had to cancel yet another one. So it would be the fourth trip that I've had to cancel for the spring and the summer. I feel like now I should stop trying to make plans, because it becomes more discouraging than it is encouraging. I know the experience is the same for many of us. But meanwhile, the NFL motors on through all of its business. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. In addition to the NFL trying to come up with the details for the draft and sharing those with the owners on Tuesday, and then getting an update on the virus and how it might continue to interrupt off-season activities. We already know that the facilities are closed for at least another, I think it's 8 or 9 days into the month of April, but also that most of the planning for the draft and most of the brainstorming in the war rooms is not being done with a group of people together. It's being done with people connected over the internet, the interwebs, and over various video conferencing. Not to mention they are unable to really connect with the athletes that they're hoping to draft. And so it's uncertain times for them too, but they are going to move forward with it, figure out, you know, the possibilities of when they might be able to get back to their facilities, and then also how they might expand the playoffs, what that would look like, how they would seed teams, and whether or not they're even going to do it for 2020 or if they're going to wait. So we should, by this time tomorrow, have some pretty interesting news coming out of the NFL. But in the middle of all of this, you know, there must be drama, because that's just how the NFL operates. Eric Reed, who is now a free agent, is a longtime defensive back in the NFL. And let's be honest, he's got a reputation for pointing out and calling attention to every little way that he believes the NFL is disingenuous or that the NFL is hypocritical. He's long been an opponent and an adversary of the NFL for many reasons and in many ways. And so his latest shot over the bow is that he says the new collective bargaining agreement was actually changed after the players voted for it. So now you remember going back, it was a really tight vote. The new CBA passed by just 60 votes in the middle of March. That also feels like a really long time ago. He says that his lawyers have looked it over, the document they voted on before March 15th, and then the document that is being passed out now as the one that's been ratified. And according to Eric Reed and his attorneys, he say that there are a bunch of different sections where wording has been changed. So there's, I'll let you go ahead and check out the names of his attorneys if you would like. But they highlight a difference in a section where it's addressing the league's disability plan that affects hundreds of players. These are ex-players who applied for Social Security going back before January 1st of 2015. I don't want to get too technical with the details, but he says, Eric Reed points to this letter from his attorneys that says the version the players received and approved applied to a different group of players. So the dates have been changed, essentially. And then he goes on to say that they need to investigate and compare the language from the deal that players read. Remember how many pages it was? It was so long. It was like something that they actually extended the window for voting because it was so long, and they really wanted players to take the opportunity to go through it all with a fine tooth comb, which there are a lot more players voting than maybe what I expected. But Reed is saying that because this language has changed, there's no choice but for not only there to be an investigation, but also for the players to vote again. Whew, that would be something the NFL would not want to see happen. Now, you may remember that I think it was the week before the votes were counted and revealed that there were reports of how some players had wanted to change their votes. Now, what we were told by NFL insider Benjamin Albright is that those players actually were wanting to change their vote from no to yes. It was his understanding that there were a lot more players that would have voted yes if they had been given the ability to change their votes. That maybe initially they voted no, but that after hearing about the way that the new CBA helped, 75% of players who were operating for minimum wage or, minimum salaries or just above that, that it gave them the chance to make more money. Most of the NFL is now making a little more money, that many of them wanted to change their votes from no to yes. So Albright thought that a revote or allowing players to change their votes would actually pass the CBA by a greater margin. But Eric Reed is saying that the whole thing should be thrown out because the language has been changed now. And again, his attorneys has sent him a letter and are kind of looking at this one particular section where it changes the group of players, the date for which you can be eligible for this this particular type of disability insurance. And so the NFL hasn't responded. And right now the Players Association is having its attorneys review this information to try to figure out whether or not what Eric Reed and his attorneys are saying is accurate. But I just can't even imagine. That would be like the NFL, right? I mean, the NFL is a league that many people, whether it be fans or players, do not trust and think that the NFL kind of does some shady stuff behind the scenes. And if this happened, if it actually got exposed that the NFL and its attorneys had gone and changed, amended some of the language. It was what was supposed to be a hard and fast deal that players believe they voted on and got exactly what they voted on. The NFL would deserve every bit of criticism and every bit of name calling that fans would likely levy at it. Almost like
it's time to have some fun.
A virtual Rotten Tomato contest where they would just get crushed by Rotten Tomatoes, and they would deserve all of that. I mean, you absolutely, it's dishonest. It's deceitful. You cannot go in. It's illegal. You cannot go in and change language of a collective bargaining agreement that's already been ratified and by such a slim margin. Forget notifying people. I mean, you would, Eric Reed is correct. You would have to then go back and allow for a revote after an investigation, allow for a revote, because this would affect, as these attorneys believe, hundreds and potentially thousands of players, ex-players, who either would or would not have access to this particular type of insurance. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Something we'll have to get to as we head through the show. According to Commissioner Rob Manfred, baseball has finished its investigation into the Red Sox and cheating allegations from 2018, but somehow the report has been delayed because of the coronavirus. Why do you think? Why do you think the report has been delayed because of a virus? That to me seems like a flimsy excuse. And coming up next, Kelly Masters, longtime NFL player rep, will ask her all the pertinent questions about how her athletes are getting through these uncertain times leading up to the draft, but also this offseason in which they really can't fade back into their familiar routines because those are not available to them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.